This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Taking a look at some of what's ahead in this new year, there is at least one big change for Georgia voters. The races for the U.S. Senate, governor, legislature, and other state offices will be decided in November, of course, but the process starts a lot earlier than usual, with primaries in May. That's 2 months earlier than usual. Steve Anthony is a former executive director at the State Democratic Party. He's a former top aide to the late State House Speaker Tom Murphy. He's now a lecturer in political science at Georgia State University. Steve Anthony, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you.
What was the idea behind bumping the primaries from summer to spring to start with?
Well, this was an outgrowth of some court cases dealing with the military and Americans overseas, and having enough time to get a primary in, then the runoff, get the results, print the ballot for the general election, mail the ballot, and then have them have enough time to send it back in by the first Tuesday in November. This was not a decision by the Georgia legislature.
But we have now the state legislature going into session in January, so there will probably be a rush to get out the door earlier than usual, finish up the session and start campaigning, because when they're in there, they can't raise money.
You're right. As long as they're in session under the 40-day umbrella, they cannot raise money. The incumbents cannot. So that actually gives an advantage to the challengers, and they'll want to get out and campaign, be able to have time to campaign as long as they possibly can, given this early primary date.
Obviously, that's the effect on the political folks, but for voters, what's the effect going to be? Does this mean they'll probably get less done, that we'll see fewer major things get through the legislature in that rush to get out?
Well, possibly. I mean, one of two things is going to happen. Either they don't take things up, or they take them up in a rushed format. And I think most people agree it would be better off if they just didn't take them up than to rush through some things to get them finished before the deadline came. So it just depends on the mindset. I think it's going to depend a lot on whether the Speaker and Lieutenant Governor can agree to a game plan, so to speak. If one of them wants to get something done and the other doesn't, then that's what causes the delays.
Here's one example, and I'm just picking this one because it's one controversial issue among many. There's a big drive on to overhaul completely the state's system for medical malpractice cases, basically turning it over from the courts to a kind of a board or panel like workers' comp is right now. That's very controversial. It's very complicated. Is there going to be, do you think, a push on that and other controversial issues when a lot of the lawmakers are keeping one eye on the door?
I don't think they'll have enough time to get something like that done, especially since, in a real sense, it's starting from scratch. Usually a piece of legislation like that goes through two sessions at least before everybody's comfortable enough to pass it on to the governor. So I don't think you'll see many things like that. Something may be controversial, which is not necessarily the same as complicated.
Yeah, this one's both.
The issue you brought up is both.
One of the reasons that I think some folks favor earlier primaries also is that people are gone in the summer, whereas in the spring they're more likely to be engaged, they're more likely to be in town, they're more likely to show up and vote. Do you think that, number one, we'll see better turnout than we usually do for primaries, and number two, will that tend to favor one stripe or the other within the political parties?
I think, again, it's going to be a wash. I think the incumbents are going to be favored regardless, and I think you will have a higher turnout overall. But whether it's significantly higher to bring in voters that historically sit out the primary, which is the case at least in Georgia, I don't know if it'll have that much of an effect. A bump of 5 or 7% in turnout is not the same as a bump of 20%. Most of that low turnout is driven by lack of party ID, and it doesn't matter when they vote. People just don't identify with parties, so they're not voting in the party primaries. So it doesn't matter when it is.
Steve Anthony is now a lecturer in political science at Georgia State University. He's a former executive director of the State Democratic Party and a former top aide to the late House Speaker, Tom Murphy. Steve Anthony, always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dennis. Always a pleasure for me. Thank you.